What's going on, guys? It is the Slice of Anime Life podcast. Again, coming back at you with an episode two. We're excited to be back. We got a lot to discuss today, a lot to talk about. Mainly a lot of One Piece. One Piece has been crazy. It's going to continue to be crazy. And One Piece is something that we both love so dear and near and is so awesome. So we're going to be talking a lot about One Piece today. We're going to go through our normal sections or segments, and I think we'll have a fun time.
Yeah, so if you watch the first episode or listen to the first episode, may I say it? We started out the episode specifically talking about what we're watching, favorites, you know, this or that. We did a little back and forth on whether we liked sub or dub. Very fun. Underrated picks. Would we rewatch it? So kind of today, because we're going to be talking about episode one of the live action One Piece at the end of this podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about One Piece in general, the anime,
the manga. Even though we both don't read the manga, for the most part, I've read a little bit of the beginning. But yes, we're specifically going to be focusing on the anime, and then towards the end, we're going to be talking about the first episode of the live action.
Okay, so we are first going to talk about what specifically, maybe where we're at in One Piece, maybe why we haven't watched it. I think I mentioned it a little bit in the last episode, but we'll start out with Andrew, kind of explain maybe where he's at. I think we're in a similar position.
So, close, yeah. To be honest, I have not watched One Piece in a while. I, for a long time, was caught up, was enjoying it. I switched over from dub to sub, and then was anxious maybe to watch dub again. I like both. I don't even know if I could pick which one's better. I'm just going to say that they're both quite good. Some of the dub characters, even though Colleen Klinkenbeard, who voices Luffy, I think is great in a lot of her roles, I do think her voice of Luffy can be and can get a little annoying, but I still love her. I think she does a great job, and so I like both. As of right now, I'm on Egghead Island arc. In fact, I don't think I'm as far as Dallas is. I'm excited that he caught up to me and surpassed me, which is great. But yeah, I'm excited to get back into it. I'm hoping over the next week to watch a few episodes, see where I last left off. In all honesty, I remember, the last thing I really remember is there's a pretty extensive fight going on inside, like, the Egghead arc capital. So I'm excited to see where that goes.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the same boat. I took some time off watching for a while. I think last year specifically, in this last year, I've probably watched 300 episodes, all of Wano, all of Whole Cake, most of Egghead.
Some of Dressrosa too,
maybe. Yeah, maybe even as far back as Dressrosa. I started back up on Dressrosa. I liked Dressrosa a lot. It was kind of boring. Me and my brother talked about this all the time, about how this Colosseum battle took so long, and there's so much filler there. It's a great arc, and I love the fight between Doflamingo and Luffy. There's some really good stuff in Dressrosa. However, that kind of was slow for me. I caught all the way back up. I even overtook Andrew specifically in where he was. I think I'm on episode 1123, around there. The last thing I kind of remember a little bit was Garp was coming back. And, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on the name of the admiral, the cold admiral guy. Oh, okay. Shoji, or what's his name?
Aokiji.
Why am I saying Shoji? Aokiji is there specifically. He's on Blackbeard's crew.
Oh,
so yeah. That is super cool. There's going to be I don't read the manga.
Maybe I'm ahead of you.
I don't read the manga, but I believe that there is going to be a battle soon between Garp and Aokiji. But I'm not 100% sure. I don't like to read the manga in that way because I don't want to be spoiled in the anime. I would read manga and maybe some other animes, but I prefer not to read the manga in One Piece.
Can I add this about Dressrosa?
Yes.
What I will say is that Dressrosa is a little bit weird. I do love the anime. I love the arc. I think it was pretty great. In fact, Frankie's fight, the who's the more manly fight, was awesome. I thought that was great and funny. However, I do think that Dressrosa, as my brother said, it's supposed to take place like in a day. At least that's what I had heard. The whole entire Coliseum
There's
fight.
There's like hundreds of episodes that take place in a single day, which just seems far-fetched to me. I get that it's an anime, but it just felt like two episodes could literally be basically the same, and you weren't really getting anywhere. Like Luffy's, or Lucy during that battle, was fighting in the Coliseum against Don Ching, or whatever, I forget his name, and all these other people. And then the next episode, they're right back to this fight again, and half the episodes is just what the last half of that first episode was, and it just was like, oh, get on with it. I want to see finally see the Doflamingo fight. Finally they do. Whole Cake arc, in my opinion, is far better, and Wano is far better.
I just liked Whole Cake arc a lot because of how goofy it was.
Yeah.
With the singing sunrise, the singing life-filled.
I was not the biggest fan of Sanji and Luffy kind of having their moments
because
where
of
they hate pudding each other,
and the family.
Of. Yeah, it was hard. It was hard for me to see.
It's a good moment, though.
Yeah, it's
That's
similar to
thing.
The what we talked about last week with, or maybe we didn't talk about, with Usopp and Luffy.
Yeah.
And Luffy, basically, him kind of not going to be in the crew, and then Luffy comes back, allows him, he's crying on the shore.
But
and,
I think that brings more depth to One Piece as a whole. It's not just an action anime. It also has
yeah.
some dramatic-filled moments. It has a lot of moments about, is he truly going to leave the
yeah.
crew for this girl, or because of his family and the ties that
the
they have to
the moment where they were like
pirates.
Out in the grass outside of the castle there in Wano, or not in Wano,
yes.
in Whole Cake, and they had their whole confrontation and they fought.
Well, Luffy runs up
Luffy
to him
was
thinking
like, I'm not
going to
fight you. And basically, like, he basically gets pummeled by Sanji. That part was tough to watch because he wouldn't fight Sanji back.
But fought Usopp. Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely interesting.
But that was before he kind of had... I think Luffy knew he would kill him. I really do believe... Like,
probably.
In some way, Luffy was like, I'm not going to fight you, one, because I can really hurt you, and two, you're my friend. So I'm not going to friends.
All I'm trying to do is get you to come back with us
yeah.
right now. But I think that he didn't know what would happen to his family, regardless of if he loved his family or not. Of course, we all know... Some of us know the backstory. We're not going to get into it too much, but of course, the Vince Milk family, they don't all see eye to eye.
Definitely not.
Of course, he does not like his father. He probably hasn't seen his siblings for however long, and so it's not easy for him.
Even though
he might not love them or care for
yeah.
them, he doesn't want to see them hurt by the Big Mom Pirates because the wedding, quote unquote, didn't go through with pudding.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I think that's kind of how I stand on Whole Cake. I loved
yeah.
it. I thought it was great. Wano, I won't get too deep into it. All I know is I did love Wano. It also seemed kind of like episodes were not flowing too great until you get like a
yeah.
few like a few dozen episodes in. But once they started getting into kind of like the backstories, it all made sense, and I really liked Wano a lot too.
Yeah. Speaking of Wano specifically, this is talking about our favorites. We're going into this next segment we did last week. What our favorites specifically are in One Piece. Maybe we'll talk about our favorite One Piece or Straw Hat pirate. Maybe we can talk about our
favorite arc.
Our favorite overall
character.
I will start specifically. We'll talk first about my favorite.
Dallas will start.
Yeah, Dallas. I know we're twins. If you did not know, I think we mentioned it last week. We're twins. Our voices sound pretty much the same in some ways. You might be able to tell a little bit of a difference, but if you're, we'll try to keep you guys updated as we go. My favorite Straw Hat, we'll start with that, and then we'll do favorite arc, favorite overall character. If that Straw Hat, we can mention it ahead, and we
yeah.
don't have to do an overall character.
Yeah.
And then after that, we'll get into some this or that. Maybe we'll put two what we think are not great arcs or really good arcs up against each other. We'll kind of debate it in some
yeah.
way. I would say my favorite Straw Hat. This is difficult for me. I really like a lot of them. You want to just rate them from worst to best, or what do we
what,
think?
All the Straw Hats.
Do you
hats?
Want to? I mean,
sure.
we can.
I mean, I would say, instead of doing that, I say you just give me your favorite Straw Hat and your least favorite.
Okay.
And then I do the same.
Yeah. Okay.
We can do a rating video another
sure.
day.
I would say my favorite Straw Hat, and he's obviously very new to the crew, is Jinbei. Jinbei is my favorite Straw Hat.
Which is surprising because he's barely been
it's
with
surprising.
Them. But he is a good character.
I like him as
he's
a character.
Had a good progression.
I really love him as a character. I love Fishman Karate. I love that he was a former warlord, former Emperor of the Sea, or whatever. He is just awesome. You know, he is a very cool character. He was always having Luffy's back, even when Luffy was just a kid at Marineford or whatever. He had his back, and he kind of went after his, Luffy's promise and joined the crew eventually. It took me a long time to finally get him to join the crew, but I wanted him to for such a long time. And when he finally did, I was a sigh of relief that I finally got to that episode, because I was waiting and waiting and waiting. So it's kind of a spoiler for me, because I knew he was going to join the crew, but at the same time, I really enjoyed him. My least favorite character, and this is very tough, a lot of people might hate me for this, I would probably say Nami. I think Nami is a great character. I really do. I think she's great. And
they have changed her, though.
They have changed her. I think that she started out really well, and she has a lot of cool moments, like her now getting, it's not Zeus anymore, but whatever the name of the cloud is, her having that character kind of involved in her power set, her weather tact and all these other type of skills are good. She's a very good...
she's a good character.
She's
overall
a good crew member. Yeah. I just don't like her specifically when it comes to battles, when it comes to other moments.
Sometimes
you know,
can shy away from
her. Yeah, I mean, she's still a great character, and like I like Nami. I just, it's hard to put her specifically above anybody else. And I think my brother might argue that Usopp is maybe worse than Nami.
No.
Or maybe a couple other characters.
I actually have a good one in mind of who is going to be my least favorite.
Okay, that's fine. I just think that Nami, for me, is my least favorite, personally. My favorite arc, I don't know, this is tough because I had just watched a lot of the most recent ones, some of the older ones. I really loved, like Marineford I really loved. But I would say that my favorite arc probably... it's tough. I would probably say Wano, because for many reasons, I really, really loved Luffy's final battle. Specifically, I'm not the biggest fan of Luffy Gear 5. I'll be completely honest with that. It's really cool. And I really do like the fact that he has these new powers. Some of the animation style is a little bit out there for me. But I just think Wano in general was a very well-rounded arc. Some really good moments, just really cool stuff. When I might bring it up some more stuff later because I'm kind of blanking. But favorite overall character for me, I know I probably should have said this earlier. I don't really know if I have anybody that I would put even above specifically Jinbei. Maybe one or two characters that I really care for. But in One Piece, I don't know if I really would have one that is above that. So probably still Jinbei, but I really love Luffy, obviously. I know that's a meta thing to say. I really love Zoro. Probably the two most meta One Piece favorites that you could have.
That's okay.
But I'll hand it over to Andrew here. He'll kind of
I'll run down
there.
Mine. Okay, I'll kind of make mine pretty obvious too. I'd say my least favorite Straw Hat, and this is a stretch because I have liked him at one point. At one point, he might have been in my top three or top five. But I don't know, the way they have changed him so much is Franky. I feel like Franky is a great One Piece character. Of course, he is the shipwright. He is needed. He is a great crewmate. He's a great friend. I just don't necessarily love what they've done to him, like in the manga and in the anime, where they've changed his whole body. They've made him a different character. They've, of course, changed his size. It just seemed a little bit too much for me. And again, I still love Franky. I think he's a great character. I love the voice actors in both the sub and the dub. They're both great. Yeah. But I just think Franky has, I don't know, he has moments where he shines, and then he has moments where you don't see him very much, or he just comes across the screen differently than he had before. If they maybe had kept him with the nice Hawaiian shirt, with getting cola all the time, the shades, I know that was kind of how who he was at Water 7, but I loved that Franky a little bit better, and I think I kind of was butthurt when he came back from Time Skip and looking completely different, and was it basically a changed character.
I think some of his new moves, like Strong Right and some other things, right, are really cool, like where he maybe shoots out his fist or does other things.
The nipple lasers.
Yeah, maybe that's a little too much. But some of these extra some really cool powers that he has now I think are cool, but I kind of agree with you. I would not say he's my least favorite, but there are some moments where you feel like he's going to do so well in a fight. You know, it's obviously all pre-written. It's not like live action or it's live in the moment where he's just up there in battle. But specifically, there are so many moments where I feel like he should easily beat an opponent, and he has a lot more trouble than he normally I would think he would. So yeah, I completely agree with you in that way.
My favorite character, this one's going to be a little tough. My favorite characters, I'll say two, are Brook and Chopper. I would say Chopper is my favorite, even though I think they've changed him too. I feel like before Time Skip, he was very threatening. His monster points were quite good. I think he was a great character, strong. He didn't come across as super weak. Yes, he came across as kind of bashful and shy, but he never really came across as weak. In the newer episodes, sometimes he gets in fights and kind of just runs away, or him and Nami kind of cower in the corner with Usopp, and I don't think that's necessarily the best. But I still love him as a character. I think his who he is awesome. I wouldn't change him for the world. In fact, I might be one of the only people, and I hope a lot of people are like me on this, that enjoys his newer outfit style just as much as the original. I think the original is great. It's cute, but I think the newer version with the how they styled him after Time Skip was great. If I had to pick a favorite character, I have a couple. I'll say one of my favorites. And I think I just like him because he's badass, especially what he did at the beginning of the show was Mihawk, when he could literally just tear a whole fleet of ships and Zoro to shreds. Like, it was, that was insane. Yeah. And that was not just in the live action, but obviously in the anime too. And it was great. I love me some Mihawk. I like Eustace Kid too. There's a bunch of characters that I like. Kuma is great, his backstory. There's a lot that I like. And then my favorite arc, I go back and forth on this. I got a couple favorites, but I think I'll go with Impel Down. I think Impel Down is a good, solid pick.
Really
Bon Clay, how he's in that, and still, we don't know if he's, I'm assuming he's still alive because they kind of hint that he might be. Love that. I also really, really enjoy Luffy's progression through the, through the prison, meeting Buggy. It's just awesome. And I really like the Devil Fruit users there too, so it's great. I really, really enjoyed that too. What we're going to get into now is the this or that. We're just going to throw out a couple arcs and see what we might want to do.
This will be kind of a shorter segment, I think, today, just because we don't want to go through every single one. Maybe some arcs that are maybe up in the air about whether they're good or not, whether we think they're really bad. For example, Skypiea, maybe we can start specifically with that because there's a lot of back and forth about whether or not you skip Skypiea. That used to be the thing of a couple years ago.
Or Long Ring.
Yeah, specifically though, some arcs that maybe people don't agree.
I actually think Long Ring is pretty good. I think the Foxy arc is pretty good. I would say, you know, it's more funny. It kind of feels like filler, but I think it's great. I think it's funny.
I think in the moment that I watched it a while back, obviously a couple years ago,
yeah,
maybe even three or four. I think when I watched it, I really enjoyed it. You know, Skypiea, I really enjoyed as well. One of our best buddies actually just recently watched Skypiea for the first time. He really much enjoyed it. I know I talked with him a little bit about it before he started watching the arc, just asking him about what he thought about it, because his girlfriend also is pretty much caught up to Egghead.
And I will say, I mean, you got to hand it to Oda for making a really great Devil Fruit power for Enel, you know, or Eneru, depending on if you watch the dub or the sub. Like, he obviously has different names, but I mean, that lightning Devil Fruit is pretty dang crazy. And in fact, it's a very tough challenge for Luffy, being, of course, made of rubber, but it's also good for him because it doesn't necessarily affect him like it affects other people. So it's kind of a really cool balance. I really, really like that. It's a lot, I don't know, it's a great character. And I actually like how Eneru kind of looks too.
Yeah.
I think he looks like a cool character. I know a lot of people say he looks like Eminem. People want Eminem to play him in the live action. Obviously, that's not going to happen. He has better things to do. And I think Eminem's like in his 50s now. So, I mean, that's not going to happen.
Okay, next one we'll do with this or that. Would you say specifically, from what you've watched in Egghead, this is obviously kind of not a forward question because you don't really, we don't really know, or at least I don't think you've read the manga. Maybe you read it a little bit.
Not.
Do you not know exactly what's going to happen?
No, I have no clue.
Okay, so do you think maybe when Egghead arc is all said and done, do you think it will be better than Wano? Do you think it'll be better than Whole Cake? Do you think it'll be better than Dressrosa?
As far as I, right now, as far as I can
what
tell.
What do you think so far of Egghead?
I think it's good. I think the initial fight with Rob Lucci, like the second fight,
yeah.
I hate if we just spoiled it for some people, and I'm really sorry if we did, but obviously Rob Lucci comes back, there's a quick little fight in there, and without spoiling anything else, I will just say, like, the animation style was just very quick. It, to me, felt like, and I hate to say this too, because Dallas is one of Dallas's favorite animes, and I love it too, is Black Clover. It kind of reminded me of some of the later Black Clover fights, where it's so quickly, and the colors change so fast that it's not that
legible. If you've ever watched Black Clover, there was a moment around episode 75 or 76, I can't remember what it was, there was a battle specifically, and one of my favorite battles in Black Clover, between Asta, when he first gets his devil power, you could say, from the witch of the hidden forest or whatever. He gets that power. He goes up against the laser magic grimoire user.
His
upgrade power.
Yeah.
Not his original grimoire at that moment, but he gets his upgrade where he has the whole devil wing and the devil horn, whatever. That fight is like almost a fever dream. Like, it's a trip.
And it's so
quick. It's all these colors. Every single fight kind of after that, there's a couple fights here and there when you see the battle with Licht and where there's maybe not as much of this, but it's so quick, fast-paced movement, which is cool. It's kind of similar to the Gear 5 fights because there's all this bouncing and stuff. They have a lot of these weird
animation
styles.
It's a little bit less legible where you can't really tell what's going on some of the times. Of course, I'm kind of on the side that I really liked Gear 5. I love that it's kind of comical. I love that he can kind of bounce around and that nothing really can harm him in that stage.
I
love it. I like the animation too. It looks great. I just think the fight scenes with it are pretty quick and make it very hard to see, especially with me who I already wear glasses and sometimes have a hard time seeing. It's hard to really focus. It can definitely make it a little bit difficult. But again, I like Gear 5. I think it looks great. And I'm excited to see what they do with it, especially not somebody who reads the manga and knows what's coming. I am excited. But again, we don't really know what's in store. We're still excited, though.
Yeah, I mean, Gear 5, for me, like I said, the sun god power, whatever you want to call it, super cool. You know, it's interesting. I honestly was not expecting that. I wasn't a manga reader, so I wasn't expecting really
Gear 5 to happen. I did, because I got spoiled. Sadly, I got spoiled on online, whether it was Instagram or something.
Yeah.
I got spoiled of what it looked like, what was going to happen.
I think it was like around the summer or April, maybe it was spring or April last year when it came out. And I remember everyone was talking about it. Some people at work was talking to me about it. And I'm like, I don't really, all I know is Gear 4. You know, at that point, I was still kind of at Whole Cake or just getting into Wano.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of behind on it, and I'm like, Gear 5, all I know is was the white hair thing. It was very cool. There's some aspects of it I really love. I love the powers. Like you said, I love these kind of fun, nonchalant, you could say, very much kind of up for the fight, but not really. I don't know. I would say in a way it kind of takes away his – I don't say it's taking away his strength, but I loved that he was maybe more – I guess you could say he persevered stronger. I think he was – I don't know. Now he's kind of more laid back. He thinks he can be anybody, which is true, but I liked it a little bit better, specifically just his strong-mindedness, I guess, where he wasn't just lack of caring. You know, I liked that he cared a little bit more all the time.
I'm going to do another this or that. I want to do another this or that. I have a good one. Okay, so I'm going to specifically ask my brother if he was in the One Piece world, okay, what devil fruit would you rather have? Would you rather have Kaidos, and again, I don't know all the Japanese names for the devil fruit, so I'm just going to say Kaidos devil fruit, the dragon where he turns into a dragon, or would you rather have the other one that I thought would really be really cool is Robin's devil fruit, where she can basically use her arms whenever she wants.
This is easy for me.
Whenever she, but again, you also have to realize how much arms she can actually create at one time. And I think hers might be more useful. I don't know. Depends.
What I would say is easily I would choose Robin's. Maybe because I love the actual Straw Hat Pirates and I think that I just like
But you could still be yourself.
Yeah.
Whereas I think, if you're the dragon, sure. you're like...
The dragon's power might be more powerful.
Way more powerful.
I think, honestly, like, obviously, if Robin had gone up in that fight, she would have lost easily. You know, that's no question. I mean, Luffy technically lost. He lost. Yeah. But, I mean, he lost. He was drowning. You know, somehow he was able to come back after that moment, remember? Yeah. He had basically been knocked into the water or off the island, the floating island, whatever. From Kaido. Kaido basically destroyed him.
I remember that.
Whole time. Obviously, Kaido had his moments with Luffy, but Luffy was basically down and out until he got the Gear 5 power, this hidden power within him. And in my opinion, obviously, Robin
Joy Boy.
Robin wouldn't have had no shot. But if I were to choose one for me personally, I think I guess if I didn't know about Robin and I didn't know about One Piece at all and I'm in that universe, I'd probably want Kaido's. But if I'm like a One Piece... Let's say I'm the green-haired guy who's like a big fan. You know his name, don't you? I forget the name. He's in Dressrosa.
Yeah,
I'm blanking.
It'll come to
I feel
me.
Like
it's
a
fine.
Fake fan, but...
You're good.
If I'm like him in the One Piece universe where maybe I know the Straw Hat Pirates, then maybe specifically I would choose Robin because I like Robin's character and I like her Devil Fruit power for sure. Bartolomeo.
Okay. Yeah, and obviously we might be saying that kind of strangely, but yeah. He actually is a great character. He's actually one of my favorites, surprisingly. I think he's funny. I think he's witty. I think that some of his episodes are really funny just to get away from the actual stuff, and sometimes it can be even filler. Let's do our underrated picks. Hidden gems that deserve more love and maybe a second... Like, not in a second season. I know we've done that with the animes, but, like just a second look where we want to go back and maybe rewatch it a second time. If I had to choose one single arc that I would want to rewatch a second time, to be honest, I would probably pick Sabaody Archipelago. When they fight against the Celestial Dragons, Luffy has his great dramatic moment with Hachi and that's one of my favorite moments is when Luffy kind of turns on the Celestial Dragons. Not like he was a big fan of them anyways. He obviously hated them. But that is a great moment. I love how the ending happens with Kuma and you are also left on kind of a cliffhanger of what's going to happen. Again, I don't think it's one of the best arcs, truthfully. But if I had to rewatch one again, I kind of would want to watch that just to see... the balance that the Straw Hats had together and how close they truly were. I know there were some arguments and some talks. I don't know if there was some talks about disbanding the crew, but I know there was some stuff going on. But I still think that's a great, great arc. What about you? What do you think is your one you would watch again, the arc you would give a second chance?
I think one arc I would give a second chance for sure, and I really loved it the first time, but one.
And I guess not give a second chance because that means we didn't like it in the first place. I'd say just watch again, one you would watch again.
I would definitely say Marineford, I think, specifically, just to kind of rewatch some of the
biggest moments of the entire show.
Yes, specifically with Ace, obviously, if you're not really into the show. I don't want to spoil it for you, but one of the biggest moments specifically of the show
revolves around
ever,
Ace. We can
around
that.
You have some fights we're looking forward to, hopefully, in the future between a couple of these people that are involved with this Ace connection during that moment in Marineford. But I really like Marineford a lot. There's a lot of really good moments between even Jinbei and Luffy.
Before he's even a part of the crew.
This is like some of the first times he'd even meet Jinbei, and Jinbei's treating him like an equal in some ways, in my opinion, which is awesome. That's why I think Jinbei is one of my favorites, because he just kind of builds and builds and builds. He respects Luffy, even just being this young kid who wants to go out there and be the king of the pirates. Like, he loves him for that, and I really like Marineford a lot. I want to rewatch it. I think I might be... even more sad the second time watching that scene. Another one maybe that I would say I'd rewatch just to give it a second chance because it wasn't my favorite probably was Punk Hazard. I think for me, Punk Hazard fell a little flat. There were some good moments.
Caesar the Clown was okay.
Caesar the Clown was okay, but it just felt flat to me. Like, it was just, oh, here's Trafalgar's heart. Or no, Caesar's heart in a box. You know, Trafalgar Law's there.
It makes more sense, I think, if we were to rewatch it again.
There's all these giant kids. It just kind of felt like...
It
fell flat. I know there's a reason, but it just...
It didn't hit like...
It did not hit. So Thriller Bark was right before that, right? I thought Thriller Bark... Wasn't Thriller Bark before? Or was it...
It was before.
What's the one right before Punk Hazard? What's the arc?
That was...
Was that
Hody Jones? Isn't that the Fishman Island arc?
Maybe.
It's somewhere.
I like that
there.
One better for sure, I think.
Yeah, it was good. What I will say is this. I like Fishman Island. I liked Punk Hazard. I don't think there's a single arc other than maybe some of the fillers that I hated. I think all
I
were quite
Punk
good.
Hazard at all. I just thought yeah,
it was definitely felt flat. I wonder if anyone is able to comment or share their least favorite One Piece arcs. I would assume a lot of people might have Punk Hazard in their top three least or not liked. What we're going to do now is we're just going to do another segment, and then we're going to push it to what we really want to talk about for a short time, the One Piece live action episode one, which we said we would watch. I know Dallas has a couple other things he needs to watch. I said he'd try to watch K-pop Demon Hunters. That has not happened yet, but sometime down the line we'll have him watch it and we'll talk about it. But for right now, we're just going to finish off with the last segment before we talk about the One Piece live action, and that's the glow up or glow down. I'm going to do a glow up character. Dallas has the choice to either do a glow down character. He can do a glow down character. And we'll just kind of go from there, and then we'll talk about the One Piece live action. Hopefully you guys like it. For my glow up character, I think there's a bunch that obviously glowed up. One of my favorites, though, I think would be Kinemon, okay, from Wano. And he also was in Punk Hazard. So speaking of Punk Hazard, it's crazy to think that a guy who started out with just a bunch of legs, just two legs, that Luffy actually asked to be a part of the crew. In fact, that would be so cool if they made a Kinemon Punk Hazard where he split up Punk Hazard Funko Pop. That would be so cool, but obviously they haven't. Kinemon, I think he goes through a lot. He obviously has been through a lot in Wano. He's had a pretty crazy backstory. His Devil Fruit, again, is not very helpful. They've said that all the time and throughout the anime, like, oh, my Devil Fruit's not that good. It kind of sucks. All I can do is make things. I can make... Isn't his Devil Fruit making clothing and stuff like that? Like, yeah. Pretty sure he can just make clothes. Yeah. But I still think he's a great character. He works really well with the story. His backstory is great. And I think that he had a lot of improvement. He at first was like a father figure for a lot of people. And he also was almost like a father figure for the Straw Hat crew for some time as well. And I think he's a great character. I love his wardrobe. I think his Wano attire, him looking like a samurai or coming from that village, it was a great ad. It was something you weren't ready for. And of course, I think the way that he handled Odin's death and trying to help his son be where he is at now. I mean, his son really had a glow up. Momonosuke had a huge glow up. If anybody had a really big glow up, it's him. But of course, obviously, I would choose Kinemon. Now with the glow down, what do you think? You have
this
one in mind?
This is tough. I didn't really have one.
It's fine. I kind of put him on the
spot.
I'm
thinking one here, and just it's up in the air. Maybe this isn't the best example for me. But I think, like, for me, one of the biggest glow downs, you could say, and maybe this is more specifically than just powers, because I think his powers pretty much have stayed the same. But I would say one of my favorite, I guess, what I feel to be a glow down of the series specifically was maybe Admiral Fujitora and the gravity fruit. Okay. I think specifically he
kind of came in a little.
He
bit
came
late
in.
Too.
He came in late, but he came in strong. Obviously, they meet him right in Wano at the beginning of Wano, or maybe they even meet him before that. They meet him at Fish Island, before, yeah. Even way before that. But he comes in strong. He has a chance to fight Luffy and Doflamingo, specifically in Dressrosa, even, I believe. There's other moments he could have stepped in.
I don't even know if he was at Fishman Island. He might have just been.
I thought there was a time he met them at Fishman Island.
Maybe
it's Wano.
I don't think so.
But there were many moments in which he could have easily, and I'm not saying he would have beat Luffy or anything like that, but he had a chance to do these things, taken him in, do these things, where he didn't. His powers, to me, seemed lackluster for how powerful he should be as an admiral or vice admiral, whatever it is. He, for me, was kind of a glow down in that way. His powers pretty much stayed the same. It's not like he got weaker in that way, but he's blind. Obviously, he has strong powers with the gravity fruit or whatever the Japanese equivalent of that is. For me, he just is not, I guess you could say, he didn't glow up for
me. You're saying
it
because he doesn't use his devil fruit. It doesn't feel like he uses his devil fruit
efficiently. Enough. He doesn't use it as efficiently. He doesn't use it enough. The battles he used it
really didn't seem to me that he was using it the best way.
He could just be trying to mess with Luffy, but still, we know that he's some of those moments he tried.
He's super, I mean, he's strong. I mean, he wouldn't be an admiral if he wasn't, but I just think he didn't, for me, he doesn't, I don't think of him as being like, oh yeah, Akiji level or the light fruit guy.
Yes. Not Akiji, but yeah.
Aokiji. The cold. Okay. Yeah, but I'm talking about then the light guys
yes.
as well.
Yep.
Or specifically Akainu. Those guys you think of, wow, those guys are beasts. They're really strong admirals that Luffy obviously at some points would have lost
going
to
be fighting against.
Yes,
where
I think
to be facing
where I think Luffy
again.
Would have no problem trying to go up against Fujitora. You know, Fujitora is very strong, but we just haven't seen his full power, and that's why I think it's a glow down for me. Once if I saw his full power and he gave Luffy a really good fight, then I think I would enjoy him a little bit more, but I think that's why I'm giving him a glow down.
I don't know how much more we'll see of him, but I think we'll it'd be nice to see him maybe use more of the power and be strong in
if
the eyes
never
of everybody.
If you see him again, that's fine, but I'm sure he'll
He'll pop up. Okay, so my first question for you, we're going to start with the One Piece live action. I'm going to kind of just talk to Dallas. He's the one that's really watched it for the first time. It's been a little bit since I saw it, but I kind of rewatched a little bit of it. We discussed in the car today, but I have some questions. So what do you think about Iñaki Godoy, the main character who plays Luffy? How do you think he's doing with Luffy? Do you think he's doing a good job? Do you think he's a good Luffy? Do you think he's a perfect Luffy? Do you think he has stuff to work on? What's your thoughts?
Yeah, so I kind of went and watched this episode for a long time. I didn't really want to watch it, one, because I was catching up on the anime. Now that I'm all caught up in the anime, I specifically want to start watching the live action now, especially with season 2 coming out soon. I think
2026, I think it's coming out.
Soon, but 2026.
Yeah, pretty soon.
Iñaki, or how would you pronounce it?
Iñaki.
He, for me, and I wrote this down, I feel like in the live action scheme of things, I think he plays a perfect Luffy. He does. I have a lot to see of him. Yeah. I say perfect in one episode. I don't really know. Maybe the perfect first episode.
I think he's great.
He's very, very good. I like him a lot. I like that he's very laid back, like the anime character or the character in the anime. He plays specifically that character
really
well.
He doesn't feel like he's in trouble very much.
No.
He almost has fun with it.
Yes, he has so much fun, and you could tell it's just so much like Luffy, you know, the way he wants to eat all the time. You know, obviously they're doing that for a reason because they want it to be the same character.
Yeah.
But those things matter to me, and they're getting the little small things in which Luffy did in the anime. And obviously it's one episode. We'll see. I don't know if this will... I mean, I would hate to say that the show gets canceled anytime soon, but do we really believe the live action?
Do we know it's going to get that far?
Yeah.
To Wano?
Do we think it's going to get to Wano? So. I don't think so either.
It probably will just be the early episodes.
Yeah.
Hopefully it can get to Water 7, but then you start getting
if they get to everybody up until the end of Brook, I don't like Jinbei, it's going to take forever to get to him. If they can somehow get to even Brook's character and end there, like where the main. Like group is there
is
that'd
together.
Be okay
yeah
okay yeah I kind of wrote some things, some pros and cons specifically.
Okay.
We can kind of talk about this for a few, some things where I thought maybe there could have been better. So we'll start kind of starting off with some cons.
And if you have not seen the One Piece live action, you should pause here. Also, sorry for these little notifications. If you haven't seen the One Piece live action, you can pause here and come back and finish this episode. Again, we don't want to spoil too much, but I'm just really curious about what you think about it and kind of just... I know I see some of your notes. I really like that you wrote stuff down. Just give us a rundown of what you first thought, I guess, other than what you thought of the live-action Luffy, since you said he was perfect, since you said he looks really good and is doing everything right now.
Yeah. So I'm going to start out with some cons, some pros. Andrew, while I'm talking, if you want to jump
in
maybe.
We'll
kind of debate or talk, whatever.
Discuss, yeah.
Discuss is better. Okay, some cons. So the first thing, this is the first thing I wrote down. Like, I was kind of like, I'm going to go into this, write some stuff down, write my middle ground stuff, cons, mm-hmm. things I really liked, things I didn't like. To start off, I wasn't the biggest fan. I watch it in dub, the anime. So I'm obviously going to watch live action in, I guess you could say it's... English. Dub because it's in English, right?
Yeah. They might have a Japanese version, but it, yeah.
Then in that way, it would actually be dub, yeah. Right? So it's kind of a confusing thing. But I just thought Garp specifically being Scottish was a little bit off-putting to me. It's cool that they're trying new avenues, you know? It's one thing specifically with Luffy having an accent and maybe Shanks or other characters, but Garp, I just felt like specifically to me, didn't need to be Scottish. It kind of it takes away, I think, from Garp and Luffy having some sort of actual familial connection.
My thought about this is I kind of looked past it because I just thought, you know what, if he was the best actor for the job,
that's fair.
That, you know what, they might have just said, hey, look, we don't care if you keep your own accent. You're the best option that we have. You're a great actor. We think you look the part of Garp. We think that you're going to do a good job.
Yeah.
And we're not going to fix too much. I think you did a good audition with your Scottish accent. We're not going to force you to do English, especially if maybe he couldn't do it the way that they wanted. Yeah. I mean, I think maybe that's something.
I mean, I'm a little bit nitpicky with the accents. Like, I brought up a couple more things that me and my brother talked about yesterday, off podcast, obviously, about obviously Luffy. For me, I think his younger version of himself, the actor, has more of an American accent, and then to have the accent he has when he's an adult is kind of weird to me that they kind of made that decision. Maybe we'll have to watch.
Trying,
yeah,
having not much of an accent.
No, but he's. I mean, it. You can get what I'm saying. It's just a little bit weird for me that, you know, maybe they should have tried to get the kid to speak a little bit like Inaki. I'm not saying anything like that, but it just felt a little bit off to me. Obviously, Kobe's had an Australian accent, which is cool. They're having more diversity of accents. You know, you're pirates. There's going to be people like that. It just felt like maybe, I don't know. It just felt a little weird to me, but I liked Kobe as we went. That was one of my main pros.
As we went along, I do think he's been a good character.
In the anime.
And the live action.
And the live action.
Too. I think he's done
great. But yeah, those were kind of my main cons, those accent things. I think, obviously, I wrote, like, yeah, it's been a minute, really. I haven't seen Kobe in a long time. Obviously, we've seen Kobe as a Marine, but you don't really see Kobe as his young self, or I haven't seen it since I first watched the show years ago. So seeing it in live action,
when he was
kind
literally
of,
a Marine bus boy who or even literally
before,
wasn't even a mean
when he was on Alvita's ship.
He's on Alvita's ship, yeah.
So, I mean, we're talking about even as far back as that. That was
episode one.
Maybe right after we got done with high school in 2018.
I know, episode one of One Piece. Literally the first
exactly.
episode.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you don't really see him much after that first episode, or maybe a couple.
Not for a while.
So really, seeing him again, I really liked Kobe's character in the live action, especially the obviously the Australian accent. It's whatever. It's nitpicking. That's just small things. I wouldn't say it's really a con. I wrote it down as a con, but whatever. I like Australian accents, obviously, but in this scenario, it just wasn't my favorite thing. Those are kind of my cons. So pretty nitpicking with the cons. I think obviously Kobe, as the time went on, I really liked him in the live action a lot. Some pros, like I said, Inaki was really great. I think he did an amazing job. He plays Luffy really well. I like Shanks, his character, and I know the accent thing. I thought his being a British accent or whatever was
a little bit better.
I think it fit, obviously, with pirates and everything.
Considering the G4 version, Luffy me lad, he's like he's like Irish or something.
Yeah.
So maybe it kind of connects with that.
Yeah.
Maybe they're like, eh, they did it in the Four Kids dub. Yeah. He was an Irish guy. So we're just going to, like, put it in between.
Yeah. But, yeah, I liked Shanks' live action. I liked, actually, the CGI. Maybe there's some back and forth about the CGI. The CGI in the first episode, I thought, was pretty decent.
The fighting CGI was good.
Yeah.
What do you think about his first hit on Alvida?
I thought that was great.
First showed you his power.
Yeah, that was great. I thought that was awesome. That was one of my favorite scenes, actually, from the entire... I think I cracked a smile because I just love that. Because
I'll be honest, when I first had heard they were making live action, I'm like, man, how are they going to do this? They tried really doing some live action with like Yu Yu Hakusho, which I think was good, but they also tried some live action with like
I love
Dragon Ball, and we all know that Dragon Ball live action, regardless of if it was, you know, like by the book or by the manga, we all know it kind of flopped. Well, it really wasn't a good show. It wasn't a good movie.
Once we get done with One Piece live action, once I get done with the first season, we should watch Yu Yu Hakusho live action because I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I love Yu Yu Hakusho, obviously. I've kind of held off because a lot of people say it's not great. I will watch it in sub.
I will watch it with
we'll
you
watch
too.
It in sub.
Yep.
But I really want to watch it, but I feel like I'm going to be way too harsh on it.
Maybe we can watch it during time off in November. Sure. I know it's a little time from now, but we'll have some other things to talk about. I have some new anime I've been watching, which I will talk about next week. I'm excited to share animes. I picked a couple new ones from this new batch of anime that just came out. Finishing Demon Slayer, and so that is what we're gonna I'm gonna focus on next week. As far as and also talking about episode 2 of the live action One Piece.
Next week we'll get together, and we will do some sort of talking about K-pop Demon Hunters. We'll talk about episode 2 of One Piece live action, which I'll probably watch soon. Some of my other pros before we kind of wrap it up here: I really liked Nami's live action actress. I think she was really great.
Oh, yes.
I think she plays that, the scene she was in, she plays that role really well.
She's a great Nami. In fact, I don't want to say that she's a
better
even
Nami
perfect
than the dub actress.
No, I don't want to go that far, but I'm saying I think she might even be a better Nami than Iñaki Godoy is of Luffy. It's close. I think that she plays a good Nami, like really, really good. I mean, Dallas will have to figure it out as the time.
What I really
on.
Liked about the live action was because they kind of made her feel like a personal character. There's more personality to her character. They felt like she was a main character in a way too, where I think the anime doesn't do that justice. It kind of made, or it gave Zoro and Nami in that moment more main character energy, or I guess you could say. From, I think, what the anime made me feel like. You know, I didn't really know them being... I didn't, like, know when I first started watching One Piece that Nami and Zoro were going to join the crew or whatever. But it just kind of felt more personal to them.
Did you enjoy some of the changes? I know this is on a whim. This is not something we talked about. But did you enjoy some of the changes where Zoro... In the anime, he's walked up and approached by a little girl and given some rice balls. That's not necessarily something that they show in the anime. In fact, doesn't it happen? It's at the bar in which, okay.
There's one.
What do you think about the changes?
The changes are cool. Are you kind of talking about specifically with number 7? Is that what you're talking about?
Kinda.
The number 7 drama, they're saying. Have you heard about that?
No, maybe you enlighten me, I guess.
Okay. Well, let me just finish up the pros and we'll get back. Then we'll finish it with that conversation.
Okay.
Pro. Obviously, Nami's amazing. I actually thought Helmeppo was not as annoying he was annoying in the live action, but I think he was less annoying than he was in the anime. He was very annoying in the anime. I did not like... He was very much a bully.
Unlikable.
He's very unlikable.
Also unlikable, but it gives a little more depth to
knowing
him.
How he ends kind of in the anime, like going to... Obviously, he's in the Marines, but he becomes kind of this more...
Sidekick of an admiral.
Yeah.
Not really sidekick of an admiral.
Kobe,
but like
a good...
Pretty high in the ranks.
Right. I mean, he's from like saying Kobe's a nobody and all these things to basically being very good buddies and maybe even respecting Kobe as his
equal
or maybe even above him. I think that makes me maybe like the live action one better. Another thing I really kind of will kind of end on this on a pro. I think... I forget how Zoro and Nami from the first episode are really both kind of anti-pirates. You know, Nami's like, I don't like pirates. I'm always stealing from them.
Zoro,
I'm a pirate hunter. Why are you asking me to join the crew? The fact that Luffy, being this kind of laid-back guy, is able to kind of both kind of...
Push in the envelope and say, hey, I want you to join my crew because not only do I need you right now, well, he needs anybody.
It's not that he needs... I mean, he wants them.
Yeah, he doesn't need them.
He doesn't need them, but... The fact that he wants them on the crew so badly and that he'll look past any other pirate captain, if they would have said, I hate pirates or whatever, they might have just said, okay,
you're not on my crew.
But
we're going to tie you up and hurt
you. He looked past that, you know, even when Nami told him specifically what she wanted to do and that she was a thief and all these things or that Kobe wanted to be in the Marines. Some pirates might say, oh, the Marines. The fact that he said, you know what, you're going to go there and I'm going to take you there. You know, we're going to go to the Marine base, one, to kind of get this Grand Line map, but at the same time, he's going to help Kobe out in that moment. You know, Luffy is a great guy.
No, I will say this. It kind of matches with not only his energy, but his look. A lot of people in the anime, the other characters, do not see Luffy as a pirate. They laugh and scoff at him when he says he's going to be the king of the pirates. Alvida does this right off the bat. Says, you don't look like a pirate. You look like nobody. He's kind of not a pirate. I mean, he is. He's a pirate, but he doesn't fit the mold of what, I guess, a stereotypical pirate would be in that anime or in most
at least
pirate
in that
shows.
Arc, once it kind of gets going.
Yeah, but I'm saying at first, and I mean, in general, he's more bubbly and energetic and doesn't wear the same clothes as all normal pirates, does not have a peg leg, he doesn't use swords. Yeah, it's different. Of course, One Piece is a lot different than, say, Pirates of the Caribbean, which I love, but, you know, he doesn't fit the mold of the typical pirate.
Yeah. Another thing, kind of a pro that I really liked, was that there was a really good soundtrack. I thought the soundtrack was good. However, I think missing some of those classic sounds. I'm so used to, like, halfway through the episode, there's the sounds of kind of this middle ground. Oh, we're going to this next, or, you know, where a commercial break would be originally.
They
I
do
kind
have
of,
that,
but not as much. Not like how they do in the not how they do in the anime, anyways.
Yeah.
That was kind of maybe a middle ground as well. I'll end on a couple things, and then me and Andrew will kind of end this episode. Alvida is kind of my middle ground. I thought she was good as a character in the live action. I thought her actress was okay. I thought some moments were whatever. I really liked when they first showed Alvida, they had the bounty poster come up like that. I thought that was a really good touch. I don't know.
I hope they do that with everything.
I do too.
Forward.
I hope that any villain, they didn't do it with Buggy originally when he was shown, but maybe they show it in a later episode. I don't know. We'll see when I get there.
I won't.
But I liked how they had the bounty posters come up when they meet the characters like that.
Yep.
The last thing we're going to end on specifically, or actually two more things. One, I thought Captain Morgan was okay. His character was good. I liked the axe hand and everything. I was made a little joke here. I wrote, Captain Morgan felt more like Admiral Nelson. So Admiral Nelson is like a lower quality, you could say, rum that you'd buy compared to maybe a Captain Morgan. I felt like Captain Morgan specifically was maybe not. I felt like his character,
I mean, his
could
character,
have been
the
better.
The actor was also quite small compared to what Morgan was in the actual anime.
Sure.
Like, really towering. And that's something One Piece live action is going to have a problem with going forward, is just like, how big are these people really supposed to be? And I think as the anime goes along, you'll have those same questions with some of the characters. But yeah, Axe Morgan's supposed to be a lot bigger than he was. And I think they don't even mention some characters. But again, still great. I thought the action scenes were phenomenal.
Okay, the last one, we'll end on this. There was a scene.
Then I'll do my outro.
Yeah, there was a scene specifically that was brought up. I went on Reddit after because I was confused. It wasn't in the anime. It was an added scene. So this is kind of considering
this. Yes,
this.
I remember.
There was a scene where he was like, at this place, is there's like a bonfire going on.
Yes.
There's a guy called Mr. Seven. He's a part of obviously the Baroque Works group.
Yes.
He's not shown in the anime.
Which is going to be talked about probably a little more next
season. Yeah, yeah. However, which is interesting is this number seven, there was a later number seven that shows up when we get to more fights in Baroque Works. I can't remember exactly what arc it is.
Yeah.
But there's another number seven who just comes in after this guy dies.
Yeah.
They show in the live action a guy called Number Seven, which is actually made based on Oda's original sketch. There was an original sketch of the original Mr. Seven, which they brought this guy in. He had the red mohawk.
Yes.
And he says, join Baroque Works, Zoro. And basically Zoro kills him
or wounds him.
It looks kills him in that sense. It looks like he kills him, but he might have wounded him. He brings him to Morgan. Obviously, they don't show that part in the anime.
Yeah.
So I just thought it was a little bit interesting. I wanted to ask you what you thought. Maybe that was the first time
That was the first time I heard that. I did know that he had had that scene with Mr. Seven and that it was a Baroque Works number character that I did enjoy it. I wasn't confused, but I did know. I did know this was not something that was immediately in the anime. Because, I could have sworn that he had in the anime or maybe even in the manga, because I might have read the manga up to that point, was that he had had other fights with another Mr. Seven, which I don't know. I think it was great. I'm excited for what's going on. In all honesty, I'm really excited to take Dallas on this journey of watching the One Piece live action. I'm excited to talk to you guys all about the anime, the new anime I've been starting talk to you a little bit more about Demon Slayer next week, and hopefully by then Dallas will have seen the second episode of Live Action One Piece and K-Pop Demon Hunters, because that would be really, really cool to talk about too. Even though it's not anime, it's very, very awesome. And so again, without further ado, thank you all for stopping by. Thank you for liking this podcast. Thank you for sharing. And if you, again, stayed the whole time, we appreciate you so much. Until next time, this is the Slice of Anime Life podcast. See you next week.
See ya.